All right, we'll move along to Arizona State coach Todd Graham. Coach is online, and we'll take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, wanted to ask you about Jordan Simone. It sounded like he had a pretty good spring for you down there.
He really did. I tell you, he's been a blessing for us, a tremendous passion. I mean, he really is a guy that, and you know, one of the things that surprised me is how fast he was. You know, I mean, obviously he played scout team last year because he was a transfer, so he had to sit out. And he's a guy that's competing to be our starting band at safety and had a great spring and, you know, needs to have a great summer, get stronger. But a guy that I think will be a huge impact on special teams and got a chance to compete for a starting job there. And as a walk-on, that speaks volumes about Yeah, but I love the guy. I love how he plays, the passion he plays with, very smart guy and a character guy, and fits right into what we're about.
His dad played down there, didn't he?
Sure did. He was also a walk-on here and wound up earning a scholarship, played wide receiver for us, and back in the heyday, back in the late 80s, early 90s.
And how did you come upon Jordan? I mean, know he was at Washington State for a while. And
yeah, Coach Ball, you know, was the defensive coordinator there, and I think they had a relationship. And obviously Coach Ball came here with us when we first came here, and I think he, with his dad's background here and with his relationship with Coach Ball, I think that's kind of what drew him here.
And I wanted to ask you, on a general level, in the spring, did the hiring of Keith Patterson change the dynamic at all as far as, you know, freeing you up to do more special team stuff or
Yeah, it's going to be, obviously, you know, Keith and I have been together. We were together, obviously, as a head coach in high school. We were together at Allen High School, and we're together at Tulsa, obviously, for, I think, 8 seasons there, and obviously this season at Pitt, and I got a 30-year relationship with him and just a tremendous football coach, and he's going to help really shore up, and he'll initiate the defensive call up front, and obviously I'll still be heavily involved with this, you know, with the back end and what we're doing pressure wise and all that. So we're not changing anything about what we're doing, but adapting to our players. But he's just been tremendous. Also, he's such a great, you know, he's going to run our kickoff cover team. He coaches the punters, does a tremendous job with special teams. So the number one improvement is allowing me to be able to not just have to totally focus on the defensive side and be able to focus more on managing the game and also helping Mike on offense. That's something that, you know, back at Tulsa, I always did with Gus. Gus always wanted me to be like a defensive consultant for him on game day and in game preparation for the offense. And so it's going to free me up to be able to do more of the things I think that can help us and help us offensively and help us in the kicking game.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.
Todd, do you have any particularly strong feelings when you read that the SEC was going to stick with 8 conference games instead of play 9 like the Pac-12?
You know, I don't. I mean, you know, my deal is that I don't, you know, if you're asking my opinion, one of the things I think, especially with a 4-game playoff and people having to make selections for who those 4 teams are, you know, my deal is that everybody, it all should be on an equal playing field. I do think everybody should play the same amount of conference games, because obviously, even with bowl games and things like that, we're guaranteeing half our team in our league a loss by playing a 9th conference game. But for our fans, they'd much rather see a 9th conference game than us playing a 1AA team or something like that. So I think it makes, you know, fiscal sense. I think for the fans would much rather see another conference game than to see you playing a, you know, another 1AA or a, you know, mid-major or something like that. So I think for the game of football, we are to all. Like being the NFL would not have the NFC playing so many conference games and then the AFC playing different. I think it should be, especially with a playoff system, we ought to be able to come together and say, hey, everybody's going to play 9 conference games or 8 conference, whatever you want to play. But I think 9 makes sense because we also, you know, when you, you also have to look at it, you know, from a financial standpoint and from a fan base standpoint. You know, what are the fans? My fans don't really want to. I mean, they would like to. They like seeing that extra conference game because that's a, you know, obviously a completely different atmosphere and a completely different opponent than playing another mid major or 1AA. So. You know, traditionally the Pac-12 is scheduled extremely difficult, games. And that's something that, I know our players want to play in. I want to coach in. We played Notre Dame and Wisconsin last year. And I really think, Ted, it made us a better football team because we played that. But, you know, I wish, if you ask my wish list would be everybody would play 9 conference games. Everybody would have a conference championship game because, you know, like in this playoff, you could actually go in a situation where, you know, you were undefeated. You go to the conference championship game and you lose the conference championship game. You could be out and not be in the four-game playoff, and a team that doesn't have a conference championship game, doesn't have to play it. Therefore, they're in. So I think the championship game, the 9-game schedule, and then, you know, what I hope to see in the future, obviously I don't want to throw, gas on the fire, but I think the conference champion should mean something. I think that I'd love to see it where there was an 8-game playoff where you had, you know, if you win the Pac-12, you should be in the 4-game playoff, you know, and that way you could have 5, automatic bids, and then you got 3 at large or something like that. Because I just really think that, you know, I can't imagine in our league, because we play 9 conference games, because it's so difficult, and the championship game, you know, we were 8-1. You know, we had the best record in the Pac-12, get beat in the championship game, and, you know, obviously we do, you know, we're out of a BCS bowl and all that stuff. And obviously we lost to Notre Dame earlier in the year, that hurt that as well. But, you know, we beat each other up in this league, and man, I'd hate to see a 4-game playoff without a Pac-12 champion in that game. So, you know, it's not a perfect system. I think it's better. I'm glad we've got the playoff. I'm glad we're keeping the tradition of the bowls intact. I think that's big, especially how we feel about the Rose Bowl. But I do think that there should be just like I think there ought to be a national officiating group as well, because I think there's lots of things in that, you know, you look at kind of how, you know, those things, it all needs to be an equal playing field is what I think.
Great. Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Any final questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate your time, and we'll see you next week in Phoenix.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.